current news. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The U.S. and British militaries have bombed multiple sites in Yemen.
In a statement, President Biden says the strikes were meant to demonstrate that the U.S. and its allies will not tolerate attacks by Houthi militants on ships in the Red Sea. The U.S. Air Force's Mideast Command says it struck over 60 targets at 16 sites. It was the first U.S. military response to drone and missile attacks on commercial ships since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. Houthi rebels have carried out 27 attacks involving dozens of drones and missiles since November 19th.
The reason for last night's action was self-defense.
Talking to Sky News, UK Defense Minister James Heapy notes that two nights ago, British and American Navy ships suffered attacks as well. In reaction from Yemen, a Houthi military spokesman vowed retaliation. Jennifer King, Washington.
Harvard is being sued by six students over what they say is rampant anti-Semitism on campus.
The suit was filed by the group Students Against Anti-Semitism, along with Alexander Kastenbaum and five other anonymous students. The plaintiffs say by allowing anti-Semitism to spread on campus and by failing to enforce its own anti-harassment policy, Harvard is interfering with their ability to learn. The school's former president, Claudine Gay, recently resigned over remarks she made during a House hearing on anti-Semitism. Bob Agner reporting.
Campaign events are falling as swiftly as the Iowa snow, as wintry weather hampers both Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis as they clamor for support in the days before Monday's leadoff presidential caucuses. Prolonged freezing temperatures combined with strong winds foreshadow possibly life-threatening conditions on the night that Republican voters will gather to make their pick for their 2024 nominee. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was down by 118 points, but the Nasdaq rose 2, the S&P advanced 3. This is SRN News. Congress is working on a pro-life bill.
It's called the Pregnant Students' Rights Act, and it would provide women on college campuses with life-affirming information. The measure has passed through the House Committee on Education and the Workforce and is waiting for a floor vote. Pro-life groups are cheering. SBA Pro-Life America says, quote, "Women should never feel pressure to abort their child for fear that they will not have the support they need to pursue higher education." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Legislation addressing transgenderism will be in play across the nation this year. In South Carolina, one of the few southern states without a ban on sex change operations for children, a House committee has voted to send a ban to the House floor. The bill would also prevent Medicaid from covering such treatments for anyone under age 26. In Oklahoma, meanwhile, two measures remain active from last year that target sex change operations for adults. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street drifted to a mixed finish as it closed out its 10th winning week in the last 11. The S&P 500 ended up 0.1% and remains within 0.3% of its record after earnings season kicked off with mixed results from Delta Airlines and others. Bond yields sank after a report showed inflation at the U.S. wholesale level was weaker than expected. That bolstered expectations for upcoming cuts to rates by the Federal Reserve. The Dow was down 118 points today to finish at 37,592. The Nasdaq gained 2 points to 14,972. The S&P 500 up 3 points to 47.83. New York oil rose 66 cents to $72.68 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.